Blog Talk Radio.
I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. For this is the day that the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. You're tuned to Time to Talk About It with your host, Pastor G.W. Jeeva Porter, coming to you from the beautiful city of Orlando, Florida. Sea of sunshine, palm trees blowing in the wind, and an overcast today. But you know, we still praise God. We wish you were here. Yes, yes, yes. We're having a grand time in the Lord. You know, just for being here amongst the living, aren't you? Well, we want to send you lots of love and hugs today. And, of course, our prayers go out to you, 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 and you, wherever you are at this time listening. We want you to know that we love you, and we really do. Give us a call at 347-857-3925. 347-857-3925. Give us a call if you will while we're on the air. We'd love to hear from you, and especially you. Yes, we love you. We really do. Right here, we're going to ask our own Sister Diane to pray for us. If you could.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Heavenly Father, as we come before you, Lord Father God, we asking you, Lord Father God, for forgiveness of sins, Lord Father God, that we have committed against you, Lord Father. Father God, we thanking you, Lord Father God, for being that just and merciful God, Lord Father God, a God of second chances, Lord Father. Father God, we come before you, Lord Father God, holding up, Lord Father God, this prayer list to you, Lord Father. Father God, we pray today, Lord Father God, that you touch, Lord Father God, Ida Stevens right now, Lord Father. Father God, touch her body right now, Lord Father God. You made that body, Lord Father God. You know how it operates, Lord Father. We thanking you right now, Lord Father God, for healing today right now, Lord Father, from the crown of her head, Lord Father God, to the soles of her feet right now, Lord Father. And we thanking you right now, Lord Father God, for healing, Lord Father God. We pray, Lord Father God, for healing, Lord Father God, for Jackie Sanders right now, Lord Father. Continue, Lord Father God, to touch her body also, Lord Father. From the crown of her head, Lord Father God, to the soles of her feet right now, Lord Father God. We ask, Lord Father God, that you give her strength right now, Lord Father. Father God, to endure, Lord Father God, what she's going through right now, Lord Father. Father God, we pray today, Lord Father God, for Stephanie Jennings, Lord Father God. Father God, you know what she needs right now, Lord Father. Work it out for her right now in the name of Jesus, Lord Father. Father God, we thanking you, Lord Father God, how you continue, Lord Father God, to be a comforter, Lord Father God, for those, Lord Father God, that lost loved ones, Lord Father. Father God, we hold to you, Lord Father God, Prophetess Mara, Lord Father God, on the passing of her sister, Lord Father. Father God, we thank you, Lord Father God, how you continue, Lord Father God, to keep the hearty kids right now, Lord Father God, on the loss of their mother right now, Lord Father. Father God, let them bring them up, Lord Father God, in the ways of you right now, in the name of Jesus, Lord Father. Father God, we pray, Lord Father God, for Dorothy Tress right now, Lord Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord Father. Touch her body right now, Lord Father. Father God, we thank you, Lord Father God, how you continue to work it out for Vian Divine right now, Lord Father. Continue to touch her body right now, Lord Father. Reduce, Lord Father God, that fluid around her heart right now in the name of Jesus, Lord Father. Oh, Father God, reduce, Lord Father God, and dissipate, Lord Father God, those blood clots in her legs right now in the name of Jesus, Lord Father. And whatever else, Lord Father, touch her heart and touch her mind, Lord Father God, that she may cry out, Lord Father God, to you right now, in the name of Jesus, Lord Father. Father God, we hold to you, Lord Father God, Chad Nemhart right now, Lord Father God. We thank you, Lord Father God, how each and every day, Lord Father God, there is progress, Lord Father God. We know, Lord Father God, that nothing is too hard for you, Lord Father. Father God, you have raised them up out of comas, Lord Father. You have let the blind see, Lord Father. We thanking you right now, Lord Father. And Father God, there's so many names, Lord Father God, upon this prayer list, Lord Father God, that I hold it to you right now, Lord Father. Father God, you know them name by name, Lord Father God, and you know what they need, Lord Father, and we ask you, Lord Father God, to work it out for them, Lord Father. Those that seek salvation, Lord Father God, we thanking you right now, Lord Father God, for salvation in their lives right now, Lord Father. And Father God, for each and every one of our listeners today, Lord Father, and those that will listen later on, Lord Father, we ask you, Lord Father God, to touch them, Lord Father. Have your way with them, Lord Father God. You know what they need, Lord Father, healing in their bodies right now, Lord Father. Father God, strength right now, Lord Father. Father God, we thanking you right now, Lord Father God, for it, Lord Father. And Father God, we cancel the assignment of the enemy, Lord Father God, that would try to hinder this broadcast, Lord Father God. Stop it from going to the four corners of the earth, Lord Father God. We cancel it right now in the name of Jesus and render it null and void, Lord Father. And Father God, we ask you, Lord Father God, as you decrease, Lord Father God, my apostle and bishop and deacon right now, Lord Father, as they bring forth the word, Lord Father, we ask you, Lord Father God, to have your way in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. And amen. We thank God for our own Sister Diane. And today, if you didn't get your name called, call us at 347-857-3925. We will pray for you. We will continue to pray for you. Yes, we will. That God will have free course in your life. And right now, let me give you a short word, all right? Amen. Praise God. And the word is, yes, we address and stamp a letter, I've read this before, and send it on its way confident that it will reach its destination. But we doubtfully wonder if our prayers will be heard by an ever-present God. We address and stamp a letter and send it on its way confident that it will reach its destination. But we doubtfully wonder if our prayers will be heard by ever-present God. I sure hope that's not you. Praise the Lord. Just trust God. That's what we want to do. Continue to trust him. Isn't that right? No matter what the case may be. We thank God for Bishop Porter still being here with us. We thank God for Deacon Mike being with us. And we thank God for all Diane being with us at this moment. She will have to take off in a few moments, but we thank God for her being with us now. Praise the Lord. And you know we thank God for you, you and you. Ah, oh, you are so precious today. I wish I could be near you right now. Give you a great big hug. You, 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 and you. Wherever you are, we'd love to hear from you. Just hear your voice would be sufficient today. Yes, it would. So think about it. Call us, okay, if you can. Do something. Write us, you know, or whatever way you want to do it. Just go ahead and make some motion here. And how many of you stayed in your happy place? You know, amen. did somebody pull you out your happy place?
Oh, they tried.
I tell you, no, you didn't let nobody pull you out your happy place, did you? I told you, you stay in your happy place regardless. That's what you do. All right, praise God, God's happy people. We're talking about God's happy people. Hallelujah. Aren't you happy? I know you are happy. My. Now today, I'm going to talk about something. I'm going to talk about a circle. You know, let's say, I'll put it in this fashion. You evolve as you revolve. I know it sounds complicated, doesn't it? But just think about it, huh? What is it's about? It's about changing. Changes that occur in one's life. Everyone that has been born has changes. I don't care who you are, what nationality you belong to, what country, what city, what state. Everyone has changes, and most changes are on a daily basis, aren't they? Mm-hmm. Even down to, let's say, you may change the street you go down all the time. Mm-hmm. You decide, you know, I go down this street all the time. I'm going someplace. I'm going to change to go to another place. So you change, right? Things begin to evolve in your life. And when they evolve, things evolve, and they are continuing, you see. That's something that continues, huh? All right, let's start with our scripture today. It say, all flesh, Job 34 and 15, all flesh shall perish together, and man shall return again unto dust. All flesh shall perish together, and man shall turn again unto dust. See, so now when you are born, you're born, things are constantly changing, aren't they? From the day you conceived or the day you were the thought in God's mind, things begin to change. This is a changing world, okay? Things are always evolving. Come on. They're always going forward. Now, when they go backward, they do what? They burn. They die. Hello. Now, remember this. Let's go now. The Israelites, now, they, what did they do? They went into a circle. For 40 years, they went in a circle. Now, you know, when you first read the story, you don't think they kept walking in the same spot. You would say, well, don't you think somebody would have noticed, say, look, didn't I pass that there, you know, like 3 years ago, 4 years ago, 10 years ago? You know, the people today, they notice a lot of things today, okay? If you continue to go that way, because what is Job was talking about? He was letting you know the end of the man, What is the end? You go back to what you came from the beginning. So you went in a circle, didn't you? Life is a completed circle. Did you hear me? Life is a completed circle, all right? Now let's try to get this word to you as much as I can. Then I'm going to turn it over to these other speaking preachers here, right? Now, the earth is a circle that revolves on its axis. As it turned on its axis from the center, what happened? It makes changes, does it not? Don't you know it makes changes? Okay, now change is, let me tell you, even the atmosphere changes. You change positions, attitudes, altitudes. All these are changes that take place. Do you get the picture? It's like the weather changing now. I'm looking at it, and it's changing now. All right? One minute it's sunny, next minute it's cloudy, and expect a little storm to whip through. This is what we are expecting. Now, think about it now. Let's go all the way back now. As Adam sinned and Eve sinned, and they were banned from the garden, right? They were banned from the garden. Now, listen. The command was to them was to be fruitful and multiply, replenish, subdue, and that's what the Lord told them. That's the command the Lord gave them. But now here they are making choices, all right? Now, they know that they have their own will, so now, you know, well, I can make a choice. I don't have to do all this here now, what he want me to do. I want to, you know, do differently. I want to be in control. You know how people are saying today that they want to be in control. They don't believe in God. They don't believe in Jesus. They don't believe in the Virgin Mary and all of these things they say they don't believe in. They don't believe in church, you know, or nothing. Well, if you don't believe in God, it's a known fact you ain't going to believe in church because you ain't going to go there. We understand that. We understand all too well. Now, if he told them to be fruitful, multiply, replenish, and subdue. You know, this is what he gave them orders to do, but their choice was totally different, huh? And their choice to say, they will do what? Do something else, okay? But now they didn't know they won't get put out, okay? See, you do things and you don't know how God is going to react to them. You don't know what God is going to do, what God has there for you when you go against him. See, people think going against God, oh, he don't hear me, and God's not going to do anything. And yeah. You know, you underestimate the power for God that he is. People underestimate that, okay? So they made choices, and they were expelled from the God. But now God has promised, you know, that we're going to turn back. We're going to be back in Eden. Now, this is a promise. But let me tell you, when you get a little bit of knowledge, Adam and Eve got a little bit of knowledge here, okay? A little bit of knowledge. So let me tell you about knowledge. When you have knowledge, you make changes, don't you? You become big-headed. Your head swells up the size of 2 watermelons. See? We do these things, huh? And do you think God want to use us like that? God cannot use us with these big heads. That's pride. The pride just done took over completely, you see. So that's the change. You made the choice to be that way. This is what you did, huh? You were not happy where you were, just as Adam and Eve wasn't happy where they were. Okay, they wanted change. Eve had to listen to the devil. She listened to the devil. Now, the devil knew that Adam wasn't going to move. He only think about things. You know how most men, it's up in their head, but you don't hear it come out their mouth. Huh? So he just got it up in his head, but he ain't saying nothing. But Eve is doing something because the devil saw fit. He said, oh, I can get her because she weak. You know, and listen here. A lot of women play into that today. Even today, they play into that one little thing. I can get to her because she weak. And you show that you are extremely weak. Instead of you being a strong woman of God, you become a weak woman of God. Therefore, you give in, huh? Because that man look good. Huh? Or something, oh, it's so tempting. You know, I want that. You know, we got a whole lot of I want that. I want to have that. That's mine. You know, I want to have hair like Beyonce or whoever and all these people. You want to have that kind of hair. So what you going to do? You going to get you some. Huh? You see what I'm saying? So you're not going to say, I'm not going to be tempted. You say that this man is married and here he is hitting on me. And you ain't going to say, I'm not going to be tempted. You go along with his program because he lied to you and told you he going to divorce his wife when he lied. See, he ain't going nowhere. Now, you making the choice to do this. Do you see? See how you bring it about your change? Huh? Now, you started off good. You know your mama or somebody done taught you better than that. And you go right on and do it. Huh? You begin to make these changes look good. Well, I see the girl down the street doing it, so, you know, hey, I'm going to do it to her. Somebody did it to me, so I'm going to do it to them. You know, we have that attitude. See, that attitude will get us in trouble. Okay? Now, when we get them attitudes, what do? We changed our very atmosphere. Do you know that? You change your very atmosphere. Yes, you do. You really do. Huh? Now, Adam and Eve made that decision, and they wanted to be like the Most High God. That's who they wanted to be like. Now, they did not. They didn't know that a little knowledge would revolve into a constant change. Do you know how that when you make that decision, you know how much a change you will come into your life? The people around you change, your atmosphere change, your neighborhood change. Everything started to change. And when you go to church, you don't look the same because your eye focus has changed. You see? A constant change. Huh? They didn't expect that type of change. You know, they wanted to be like God. Okay? So they got a little knowledge, and you know how we are today. We get a little knowledge, and we take it, and we run with it. Now, it was in emotion. They did all this in their emotions, okay? See, it looked it good. See, the devil got things telling you now, and you think it looked good. He looked so good to you. Huh? And all this they're going to do is going to take you out in a wilderness, and you're going to walk round and round and round and round in that same place, never getting anywhere. And all you're doing is doing what? Changing footprints. Because you keep walking in the same direction. See? Direction of sin. And that sin, once it is conceived, it heaps death upon you. See? And you don't know. All right? But let me tell you, if you don't expect something, you're going to go forward doing what you think you want to do. You made that choice, huh? Now, Adam and Eve got there, there was no turning back, was it?
Nope.
They couldn't turn around and say, I'm going back in the dough. God shut that door, and he put something there. He put them cherubims there, and they can't get in if they wanted to. Do you see what I'm saying? They couldn't get in there, okay? They only have one choice now, is to keep going forward. They are beginning now to revolve and evolve and going from one level to the other, not understanding really where they are, where God is also in their life. And so they are continuing having to go on in the same journey that they're on now because of the choice they made. Are you making that choice today? What kind of choice you making? Are you going to go forward or are you going to be trying to turn back? Turn back, there ain't nothing back there to turn back to.
Nothing.
All the darkness that you left behind, why do you want to go back into that dark place? Why? Why can't you continue on in a circle of blessing? Let's put it this way, a circle of blessing. Don't you want to continue in a circle of blessing? I know I do. Huh? See, I do. See, they continue going forward. They had no choice but to go forward. All right? They out now. They out the door. They out of their cushiony surroundings, their beautiful surroundings, that atmosphere that was perfect for them. Now they're out there in God knows what. They don't know what's next, what's coming up next. Just like you, when you get out there, you decide you made the choice, you want to get out of church and go out and you do what you want to do. Now you don't know what to do because you know you ain't got no peace out there, huh? And you can't get back in because you say, they ain't going to like me and they won't let me back in and they going to say something. Everybody's not like that. A lot of people don't say a word. They welcome you back. If you repent, come back, repent and everything, they welcome you back. See, that's where it's supposed to be. Huh? That means you had to go in that circle till it all ran out. Children had to go in this circle till, you know what? God had to kill all them folks except the young under 20. Huh? All of them died. Them folks just went to dying out. Do you hear what I'm saying? Do you want to be that one to die out? Huh? You don't want to be that one. You want to be in the circle of blessing, don't you? That's where you want to be. You don't want to be dying out. I'm going in the circle and I ain't getting nowhere. It's like a flat tire that you're trying to run on and you can't get nowhere until you change it. See? Ain't that true? You can't get nowhere until you change that tire. But you study trying to go. Like you're trying to go in life, and you ain't made the change that you shouldn't make. Now you change to do what other people do, but you don't change what God wants you to do. Isn't that a strange thing? Now let me tell you. Huh? God has a way of doing things, get you to change. Now, your change involves what choices you made. That's what your change is. Now, think about it. And the knowledge that you have gathered as you journey in that circle. Now, let me tell you. Now, Adam was the He's the first man.
Hmm?
Now, the second man, Adam, is Jesus Christ. Huh? Now, your change now, you got to keep walking in that Adamic nature until you get to the second man, Adam. Okay? Only two men on the earth, huh? The first Adam and the second Adam, huh? All else is unimportant. Okay? See what I'm saying? Now, that second Adam is the most important man to bring you back to the Garden of Eden, do you see? Like Job said, man shall turn again to dust. He got to go back where he began as a dusty fella with no nothing. He wasn't anything but a speck, you see, of dust. He got to go all the way back there. And then when he go back there, this is us that repent. We going back to that speck of dust. Then we do what? Change. And we are now what? Born again, because we met the second Adam. Did you get the picture? You met the second Adam. Second Adam, which is Jesus Christ. Because now you're full circle. Huh? You're full circle. You had to get there through trials and tribulations, tears and bumps and knocks and people putting you down and putting you out and everything else. You had to get through all these things, you see. Huh? We had to lose ourselves, our own identity, so that we can become like Christ. When he said, let this mind be in you, which is also in Christ Jesus, that meaning we had to make changes to get there. Do you get the picture? We have to make changes to get there. You can't get there just any kind of way. I know you think you can. I can lay up with John Henry and Bobby, and I'm going to still get there. Well, I wouldn't be so sure of that. I wouldn't take a gamble there. Because you don't know when God may cut you off. Huh? And you didn't even have chance enough to repent. So if you don't have chance enough to repent, you cannot get back there to that garden. You cannot become that dust speck again, huh? He said, man, to turn again to dust. You will not be able to get to that dust that you need to get to, whereby you can come up now as a new man in Christ Jesus.
Come on, Apostle. Come on.
Huh? We want you to become a new man in Christ Jesus. We want you to enter into the circle of blessing. That's the way we want you to. After you done evolved and revolved and went through all these transformations and all of this thing, you are coming now into your full inheritance where he told you to be fruitful, multiply, replenish, and subdue. He gave you that power to do all these things, but you, with your limited amount of understanding, decided that you wanted to go another direction. You didn't like God's direction. Now, you forgot, he said, a good man's steps are ordered by the Lord. Huh? So you don't want him to order your steps. You want to go in your own step, your own way. I want to do it my way. That's what we do. You see people do it every day, huh? They made these decisions, huh? And most of their decisions do not bring them to the full purpose of Jesus Christ, what he has already planned for you. Do you get the picture? Huh? We want to exercise and do what we want to do because we think we grown. You ain't grown yet. Do you know that? You're not grown yet. You got a ways to go. You say, why is that way? It takes time for you to grow. You see what I'm saying? You know, it takes time for all of that. Huh? Now, let me say, I'm going to show you how you do that now. As an embryo becomes a baby, we are becoming new, more spiritualized. That means now we are born again. As we evolve, do you get the picture? You see how it goes? You see how it goes now? Huh? You got to start off somewhere, all right? And not being heady. Hammond, not being trying to say I know so much. I found out this, the one that knows so much don't know much as they think they know. You see, there's always room to learn more. Huh? God has a book here that it's impossible for you to learn the whole thing. Yes, we have people that know how to quote scriptures. Do they know how to live scriptures? Huh? Have they evolved enough to learn how to live scriptures? When you get an understanding of the scripture, then you know how to live the scripture. You see what I'm saying? You are now becoming mature. Maybe we can call you grown now. Maybe. Maybe we can now. I don't know if we can, but maybe we can call you grown. But God needs to have a people that's going to obey him. What do he want you to do? Obey him. Trust him. Move when he say move. I like that. Huh? See, I'm constantly moving forward. Like a plant, I'm constantly moving forward. Oh, as I grow, I'm going up and up and up, but I'm always going forward. I'm going to my destiny, to my purpose, that God has purposed for me. This is what we need to do on a daily basis. Not do it just on Sunday. Not do it just on Wednesday, Tuesday, Thursday, whatever day your prayer meeting service is. But you do it on a daily basis, huh? The process is always in process. Do you get the picture? Huh? It's always there. Do you understand that? Did you get that? It's always there. I know it's kind of heavy for you to understand that today, but I'm just trying to get you somewhere right now. We stay in a place of so long, we become stagnant. Huh? And we ain't moved a bit. So we stunt our growth. You know how they say you stunt your growth? Huh? You ever heard of old people say some children stunt their growth? Uh-huh. We stunt our growth in God. We don't become that spiritual person that God has called us to be. We want to stay in the carnal so long, so we are more fleshly than anything else. So the flesh is not moving anywhere. It's just standing there. But the spirit is always ready to move forward, continually moving into new directions, into new levels, into new places. The spirit is always moving. Huh? That's what God wants you to do, a continual movement. That's what God has us doing. A continual movement. Do you get the picture here today? That's what God has for us. But we stunt our own growth because we want to do it our way. Huh? We cut off the circle. We say, well, I don't like no circle. I want a straight line. Huh? So you cut the circle off. You cut a piece out the circle. So what happened now? Huh? Something has fallen. You can't go forward. Huh? Unless we go to the scripture, and the scriptures say, repair the breach. Repair that which is broken, that which is torn down. When you repair it, that means now you're coming back to where you started from. Now you see why I tell you, you have to do your first work all over, start all over again. You know, you don't want to start your works all over again like you started in the beginning, do you? So keep going. Keep going forward. Keep pressing your way on. Keep achieving more and more of God in your life. You know, you say, God, I want more of you, more of you, more of you. And as you want more of you, that means you begin to seek his face constantly, every day, every night. You are still seeking the face of God, aren't you? See? So now, you want radical change. Well, if you want radical change, be a radical person. Huh? You can't get no radical change if you ain't no radical person. If you just a little wimp, ain't going nowhere. Where you going? You're always criticizing. You're always looking at somebody else's stuff. Where are you going? You can't get anywhere. Huh? You cut that piece out of your circle because you made the choice to be like somebody else instead of being like who God called you to be. You say, well, you know, I don't want to hear that. No, you don't want to hear it. Huh? But I'm trying to keep you from doing what? Falling. I'm trying to keep you from failing to do what God called you to do. I don't want to see nobody die and go to hell. You're in enough hell here on the earth without dying and going to a worse one. And you say it couldn't get no worse, huh? But read through the scripture and you find out it can get worse. Oh, yes, it can, huh? Now, you can avoid that slump in the road when you go, when you be traveling through these circles and going around where God tell you to go. You can avoid these things by obeying God and his command and go where he tell you to go, do what he say do. See? If he sent a word to you, take that word and put it, hold it to your bosom tightly, huh? Tightly to your bosom. Hold it tight. Huh? Because something is about to be born. Something is about to happen right here. Because you stayed with the plan of salvation. You stayed with it because you wanted to go back to Eden. You didn't really, you want to go back to Eden, but you don't want to be in the dust yet, do you? Everybody wants to taste the tree of life. Huh? Everybody wants the tree of life, huh? But you can't get the tree of life in the raggedy state you in. Huh? Now, the tree of life is in Genesis, and then there's a tree of life in Revelation. Huh? The beginning of the book and the end of the book. Huh? So now, if that tree of life is there in that ending, that means that it's already was prepared for you from the foundation of the world after you done went through your channels of traveling through these different areas in life that you thought was cute and nice and it was just what you wanted and needed. You found out it wasn't what you wanted, so you got halfway through it, and you decided now that, listen, I'm going to turn back. I'm going back to Jesus. Because now I got to go. I got to make it. Have you ever said that to yourself? I got to make it, Jesus. You see what's around you. Your eyes were open. Now you focus what's on what's really around you. You're focusing. You see yourself now? Look at you. You're looking at the people that don't have an empty life. They never smile. They don't have no joy. You're looking at them. Now, is that going to be me? Yeah, it's going to be you if you don't make the change. See, change is necessary. You begin to revolve on a daily basis. Huh? And then you get to your full potential. Your full potential. As you go along. Now, he didn't tell you it wasn't going to be no rough road. Because sometimes there's some roads that haven't been paved. And you got to go through to get to where you got to go. God has already planned for you to make it through. He said, yea, though I go through the valley of the shadow of death. See? You don't have to fear nothing. You don't have to fear no evil. You have to fear what nobody do to you. You have to fear nothing because he going to be with you all the way. If I don't say nothing else today, as you continue in your circle of blessing, let me tell you, he's going to be there all the way. Listen, with the children of Israel in the wilderness on 40 years, Jesus and God was still with them. He was there. He was there. See? And is God with you today and you still can't see it? You don't want to recognize it? You don't want to give him the glory? Because what? Well, he ain't doing nothing for me. I'm still suffering. I'm out here in this hot sun, walking through this desert. I ain't even got no clothes to change. I got to eat the same thing over and over. Ain't nothing wrong with leftovers. Huh? Eat leftovers. It's good. At least you're full. Huh? Complaining. All 40 years. Can you imagine going down the road with somebody for 40 years and they complaining the same old thing? That can become kind of aggravating to your spirit, can't it? It sure would aggravate me. You know, I know I'm just mere woman. Huh? See, it would aggravate you.
Yes, it would.
See, you let some of your friends, every time you see them, say the same old thing.
Mm.
It becomes so, man, you say, when are they going to shut up? Lord, can you do something here? That's what we say with, because we want them to shut up. Uh-huh. And you just tell the truth and shame the devil. That's what they tell me in church all the time. Tell the truth and shame the devil. Let me tell you something. It's the truth. We've all done it. See? You just don't want to admit yours. I'm not ashamed to admit mine because it set me free. Huh? Now I can keep on evolving. I'm going. See, I'm revolving all around, round everything God has given me to go around. I go around my problems, my troubles, my enemies. I just go around them. They can't do nothing to me because I got a powerful circle.
Yes, thank you, Jesus.
See, I got a team of angels that is with me all the way. Just tell that devil that today. Why can't you tell that devil that today? You got a team of angels with you all the way, don't you? Huh? All right. Praise God. You know, I may continue tomorrow with this here. It's much more to this, you know, praise God. But I'm going to let someone else have something to say today.
Praise the Lord. We thank God, amen, for apostle, amen, and that powerful, amen, word, amen, coming from her, amen, in the name of Jesus. And as she was ministering, I was just thinking on changing one life, praise God. And I want to share with you in St. Luke chapter 19, praise God, and I want to talk about a man, amen, that got a change in his life. Praise God. And Jesus entered and passed through Jericho, and behold, there was a man named Zacchaeus, which was a chief among the publicans. There go the chief there, honey. And he was rich. Praise God. Going to talk to you rich people. Praise the Lord. Praise God. And he was a tax collector. Man, he was overtaxing people and cheating them. Praise God. And he was hated amongst the people. But watch this. Verse 3, and he sought it to see Jesus, who he was, and could not for the press because he was little of stature. Praise God. He had heard of the fame of our Lord and Savior. Man, he wanted to see, amen, the man that it was opening up blinded eyes, a man born from his mother, from birth, praise God, and Jesus opened up his eyes, praise God. He wanted to he sought it to see our Lord and Savior, the one that was healing the leprosy. Praise God. People had leprosy in it, and Jesus was healing them. He wanted to see the man that was casting out devils and making the lame walk. Praise God. He wanted to see him. Praise God. And verse 4 said, and he ran before and climbed up into a sycamore tree to see him, for he was to pass that way. And when Jesus came to the place, he looked up and saw him and said unto him, Zacchaeus, make haste and come down, for today I must abide at thy house. And I want to say amen to somebody out there. The Lord is abiding at your house today. That's why he said his word would not go out and return to him void, but it will accomplish what it pleases. Oh, he want to change your life today. Today is your day. You may have some doubt, and you might be, amen, forgetting, amen, what the Lord have done for you, amen, but he's always right there, amen. He want to open up your blinded eyes and unstop your deaf ears, praise God, and he want to abide at your house today. He want to bring salvation to you, amen, to bring a change, praise God, in your life. Oh, but if you're too high, you got to come down, praise God. Tell me, humble is the way that lead to salvation, praise God. And he made haste and came down and received the Lord Jesus Christ joyfully, praise God. You got to be happy about this thing. Now, amen, there's Zacchaeus getting into that happy place. Oh, there it is. Look how God tied his work in. Praise God. He started to see him. He had some doubt. He wanted to see him for himself. Now, amen, don't you know the Lord know where each and every one of them at this moment, right now, even at the sound of my voice, he know where you're at. He know what country you're in, what nation you in, what city you in, what state you in. He know all about you, whether you in the White House or you're in the outhouse, wherever you may be. Amen. I thank God he know where each and every one of us right now, where we at. Am I right? So it's good to know, amen, that he, amen, is a right now God. Praise God, and I thank God for it, amen, today. Verse 7 says, and when they saw it, they all murmured and said that he was going to be a guest with a man that is a sinner. Now, I want to say to you, rich, amen, if that's why you don't want to mix and mingle, amen, with the common folk, because we don't be into the big executive meeting, amen, we don't be a praise God on the level, don't have the type of money or whatever, but amen, what about just having just a normal praise God conversation, praise God, common sense. Conversation. Praise God. Just talking common sense on an everyday level. Praise God. So they begin to murmur, praise God, at our Lord and Savior because, amen, he's going to be a guest in a man's house who was a sinner. Praise the Lord. And Zacchaeus stood and said unto the Lord, behold me, look, Lord, the half of my goods. Do y'all, are y'all listening, rich folks? I give to the poor, and if I have taken anything from any man by false accusation, I restore him fourfold. Deuteronomy 8 and 18 say, but thou shalt remember the Lord thy God, for it is he that give thee power to get wealth. Praise God. Oh, you may say, I got it this way, I got it that way. But thank God, amen, he said, thou shalt remember the Lord thy God, for it is he that give thee power to get wealth. Praise God. It come from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. He smiled on you. He put you in your happy place. Praise God. And all you ought to now think about sharing, praise God. You know, and the more that you give, the more will come back to you. Praise God. He say, give, praise God, and it will come back, pressed down, shaking together, running over. Amen. Men will put into your bosom. All praise the Lord. Amen. We serve a mighty God. God is good to us. All praise God, and he love you today. And am I right? In 9, he said, and Jesus said unto him, this day is salvation come to this house, for so much as he also is a son of Abraham. Verse 10, in my closing, for the Son of Man is come to seek and to save that which was lost. Praise God. Oh, if you don't know him as your Lord and Savior, today can be your day. Praise God. Oh, he will come in and he will change your life. He said, behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man open up, any woman, boy or girl, he said, he'll come in and he'll sit with you and you with him. Oh, he love you today, but you got to come. Oh, praise God. You got to sought him. You got to seek him. If you seek, you shall find. If you knock, the door will be open. Praise God. He's always right there with outstretched arm. If he did it for Zacchaeus, he'll do it, amen, for you. Amen. He did it for me. Praise God. And I know we got some believers out there, amen, can say, thank you, Lord, for what you've done for me. Ain't you glad about it today? Oh, that he brought a change, praise God, into your life. Praise God. And he said, what I do for one, I'll do for all. He have no respect of person. And let me say to you, no, salvation, amen, is free. Amen. I want to say you can't buy this. Come on, somebody. Oh, it is a gift. Praise God. And ain't you glad about it today? Are we saved by grace through our Lord and our Savior Jesus Christ? Unmerited favor, amen, that we don't deserve. But he loved us so much that he came down, amen, in a low world. And praise God. And he went to a cross and he suffered, bled, and died for you and I. Went down into the grave and come up with all power in his holy, righteous, and everlasting hand. Look back at the grave and said, oh, grave, where's your victory? Oh, death, where's your sting? And he sent it back to glory, yet making intercessions for you and I. Oh, he loved each and every one of us today. Praise God. Oh, he come to bring a change in our lives. Praise God. Oh, St. John 3:16 say, for God so loved the world that he sent his only begotten Son, that whosoever believe in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Oh, he loves us today. Praise God. He loves you with an everlasting love. And he said, I leave a new commandment with you, that you love ye one another. Oh, as I have loved you. Praise God. But oh, you cannot have this agape love that he sent from on high until you get a change in your life. Oh, praise God. Oh, have you took a look at the man in the mirror today? Look at yourself and see, rich, can you love the poor today? Can you truly say, praise God, that I can be honest and be fair? And the only way that you can do it, you got to have God in your life. Praise God. And when he met the Lord, oh, he told him to make haste and come down. When he come down off that sycamore tree, oh, him and the Lord had a good conversation. Oh, you talking about a happy place. Oh, you think you're happy now, but all the millions and the billions that you have, yet a void need to be filled in your life. Praise God. And Jesus is that. Oh, will fill that void that you need today, praise God. Oh, he said, if any man thirst, he said, come unto me. Oh, he will fill you today. He will fill, he will overrun your cup, praise God. I'm talking about the cup of your heart. Oh, he will flood it, praise God, from the crown of your head to the soles of your feet, praise God. And they will, all you will look at the world different. You will see a different perspective in life, praise God, when Jesus come into your life, praise God, because he said, I come to make a difference, praise God, to set you apart. And that's why he said, we are in the world, but we're not of it. Oh, I'm talking about a change today, a change in one life, praise God. Oh, if he did it back then, he's doing the same thing now. He said he's the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. He's God, and he changed not. Oh, do you love him? Praise God. Oh, thank God. He's talking to somebody, somebody. Amen. Oh, thank God that the Lord loves you. Oh, he's right there. And you know that God is pricking at your heart. Oh, not he's drawing you. He's drawing you by his spirit. Oh, he said, come. He said, if you come, he will in no wise cast you out. Come today. Oh, Jesus love you. And Bishop do too.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. We thank the Lord for that wonderful word from Apostle and Bishop. You know, why don't you be a champion of love and happiness today? You know, I was just sitting here thinking, why don't we be champions of love and happiness? You know, let's pass it around. Let's try to feel good. Let's try to make sure that we talk to one another, you know, because so many people really don't communicate with each other these days. So we need to find out what's going on these days and find out what's up with all this negativity that's going on with all the people today. Let's figure it out. Let's show some love and happiness, you know, like the old song Al Green said, love and happiness. You know, you got to have some, you know, because if you wouldn't be around without love and happiness, you know. So we need to keep that in our hearts, and we need to do as we are instructed to do in the Bible, is instructed for love, is instructed for happiness. And in order to get that, we got to seek God, and we got to put him in our heart. We got to put Jesus in our hearts in order to live, in order to function these days, you know, because the world is so topsy-turvy today, so we need to have a little love and a little happiness going on, because there's so much strife, there's so much killing and this and that, you know, with people getting mad, you know, family members against family members, neighbor against neighbor. You know, we got to stop all this, you know, and consider love and happiness, you know, and stop all the turmoil, you know, because all this is nothing but the devil's playground right now, because we allow these things to happen. Now, we can put a stop to it. Just put Jesus on the case. And that's what we need to do, put Jesus on the case. You know, but people hate to do that, you know, because they got to change, you know, and it's all about them, you know. So we need to understand that it ain't all about them, it's about God. This is God's world, we just here temporarily, you know, and people got to understand that too, you know, but people fail to do that. But let's get with the program, put a little love and happiness here, Sister Diane.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Are you ready for your change? Can you embrace your change today? I tell you, that's an awesome word from Apostle Porter, Bishop Porter, and Deacon Michael. So you tune in every Wednesday and Thursday at 9 a.m. to Block Talk Radio. That calling number is 347-857-3925. That's 347-857-3925. That's every Wednesday and Thursday at 9 a.m. So just go ahead and share that number with your friends and tell them go on and listen to this. You got some awesome listening. You can also tune in to blogtalkradio.com/timetotalkaboutit and listen to each and every segment that Apostle Porter has put out there. Like I say, some awesome listening. If you would like to send her a donation or plant a seed into this ministry, you can go ahead and you can send it to the City of Victory, P.O. Box 2228, Apopka, Florida, 32704. That's P.O. Box 2228, Apopka, Florida, 32704. I tell you, no donation is too small or too great. Just know that you serve an awesome God, and trust and believe that whatever it is that you're asking God for, if you can only believe that it's already done, is done. Every Friday night, we have the Wailing Walls Prayer Line hosted by our very own Elder Whitted. That calling number is 218-548-6746, code 3333-POUND. That's 218-548-6746, code 3333-POUND. That's every Friday night at 11 p.m. So come on, let's tear the devil kingdom down and take back everything that we have allowed the enemy to steal from us. If you need prayer or you have a praise report, you can call us anytime on Wednesday and Thursday between 9 and 10 or every Friday night at 11 p.m. So till then, be blessed and hope to hear you calling in tomorrow with your praise report. Be blessed.
On my mind, searching for that peace, the peace I could not find. And I kneel down to pray, pray, help me please. And he said, you don't have to cry, I'll supply all your needs.
As soon as I stop worrying, worrying how the story ends,
when I let go,
and I let God,
let him have,
let God have his
way. That's when things start happening.
I stop looking at back then,
when I let go. There's so much going on. Sometimes I can't find my way, and oftentimes I struggle from day to day. I have to realize that it's not my battle, it's not my battle to fight. I had to know if I put it in his hands, everything would be alright, yeah.
As soon as I stop worrying, how the story ends,
I can let God, let him have. Let go and let God, my brother, let go and let God, my sister, you can't handle it, let God.